Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 10 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 69. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is called to adopt the Samaritan risk. The kindness of the Samaritan in today's Gospel was illogical, but a salvific risk. First, the Samaritans were despised by the Pharisees, hence, the good Samaritan would not have been considered a hero. In fact, for fear of becoming ritually unclean, a first century Jew would have asked the Samaritan, like the priest and Levi, not to touch the wounded man. So for a first century Jew, the Samaritan's act of kindness was a foolish risk and a disregard for the rule of law. However, we must commend that selfless act, because the Samaritan risked his own life and spent his own money to save a man he did not know, and who might have been a Jew and an enemy of his people. And so that act of selflessness must be noted. However, considering how messed up our societies have become, some today, like the Pharisees, would not toe the line of the Samaritan. For our basic human instinct is self-preservation. However, the Samaritan risk or kindness challenges this instinct of self-preservation, and it will fall by the wayside when we begin to instinctively act out of love for others. Thus, making sacrifices for the sake of others is the way of the Lord and should be the way of his disciples. If you are a disciple of the Lord, that ought to be your way. However, we know it is not the way of many in this world. In fact, those instinctual attitudes of hatred and rejection in today's parable are clear depictions of how low we have sunk today and what we humans have made of God's creation. Like the man who fell into the hands of brigands, some children today have fallen into the hands of parents who called them unwanted. Some job seekers are in the web of selfish and abusive employers. And some people are trapped in the dens of elected inhuman leaders. In short, my brothers, my sisters, we have become the man wounded by brigands and left for dead by the side of the road. However, it is interesting to note that although we have messed up his creation, God, our loving Savior, adopted the Samaritan risk revealed in the death of Jesus Christ our Lord to reconcile all things to himself. Thus, the Samaritan risk is Christ-exalting risk. Hence, as disciples of Christ, we are called to love and to be kind to all. We are called to care for strangers who come into our lives broken by sin and alienated by the society. We are called to care for those who have them not. We are called to be friendly to those who are friendless. We are called to be that sign of hope to those who are thinking of committing suicide. We are called to heal the sick, and we are called to also pray for those who are in need of prayers. Thus, we are asked to follow those revolutionary and salvific teachings of Jesus our Lord, revealed in His Word. And He says in the first reading that His Word is rooted in our hearts. His Word is in our mouth. His Word is with us. And so, my brothers and sisters, He says to us today, go and do the same yourself. Go, adopt the Samaritan risk. Help those who are in need of help. And we believe that the Lord will bless you. May He bless you this moment, this day, this week, and protect you from all dangers, physical and unseen dangers. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.